It's a Podcast is now available on all streaming platforms. Yeah, you heard me right. Available na tayo sa lahat ng streaming platforms katulad ng Spotify and Apple Music and many more. Okay, let's go! Hey, and welcome back to It's a Podcast with me, Sean Maxwell. What's up, guys? Welcome back to our podcast, to our solo pod. We took a little hiatus, whatever you call it. We took a little break, I took a little break. Kasi hindi ko naman alam kung talaga nakasubaybay ka. Well, para sa kaalaman natin, I took a little break because life is just moving so fast these days. And I guess I took a little mental health break, ? Well, if you ask me right now, I'm still not in a better place mentally, but we out here, we vibing, you know. May nakita akong TikTok, na I really resonate with. Ano yun siya, parang when you're having a breakdown, but you're the funny friend. I mean, I'm not funny. Dry yung humor ko, pero like you get it. I mean, kailangan fresh ulit, kailangan laban ulit. So anyways, hello and welcome back again. Welcome. So ayan, natapos ang ating series. Actually, dapat meron pa akong ibang mga i-guest. Kaso, you know, busy din sila. Because, you know, adulting and all that. So, our topic for today is, actually, hindi ko naman ito masyado pinagplanuhan. Parang, randomly, let's record a pod, you know. Because, lately, I feel so fatigued. Well, fatigue, Panese, big word. Parang, naman siya, sa madaling salita, parang, I feel like, burnt out na ako in another level. Wow, another level. Ayan, di ko alam kung dala ba to ng pag-transition into adulting? ? Kasi this is my last of my teen years. I'm going to become a 20. I'm old. Ayun, mga motor. And lately, with all the breakdowns and self-pity, the pity parties, and the doubt, the hate, you know, we still here, we vibing, you know. Have I been productive these past month, I think, or weeks? Maybe not. I've been busy with TikTok, you know. Yeah, creating random clips that no one will ever see because my account is private, you know. It's just, I don't know. And have I continued my journaling? No, and I think that is one of the reasons why I'm still spiraling mentally. But yesterday and I think last week, I placed an entry in my journal. And, well, because a lot of things has been happening in my life, even though I'm just a little potato trying to traverse into life and all that. Yeah, I don't feel very motivated lately. I don't feel the encouragement that I need. Ayan, thank you. I don't feel the encouragement that I need to, like, keep going with life, you know. I mean, we all experience that. And I'm not saying that I'm privileged enough. I know that I'm privileged that some peoples are having it worse than me and all that. And I understand, and I'm willing to give way. And I guess that's not okay in every little sense. Okay, hear me out. I mean, it's amazing that I can give way to other people and their problems, you know, but lately I feel like nobody will do the same for me. Like, I also saw a TikTok. See? Ang daming ebidensya na babadak sa TikTok lately. And I guess TikTok is just helping me spiral out of control more. Just kidding. Or is it? Anyways, coming back. I saw this TikTok, like, what is a red flag in a friendship? And, yeah, I mean, like we talked about in the past episodes, like, friendship breakups. And we didn't really dive in deeper with the red flags, but, you know. So anyways, going back to the TikTok, she said that a red flag for her, and I agree on that, I agree on this, is when you share, like, how you are, like, I'm sad right now because yada, yada, yada. Or I'm feeling kind of depressed, or I'm feeling kind of down lately because of something. Then the person you're talking to is like, ako nga. Malungkot na yan. Is that sad? Ako nga eh. Like, listen to me. Listen to my sad. I mean, I know that everybody's sad. But, like, give me a chance. Listen to my sad, please. And I guess that kind of, like, helped me to identify certain things and certain, not exactly problems, but certain issues that I have with certain people around me. And yes, that is one of the biggest factors. I just feel so invalidated, you know? I'm not trying to cancel them or something because, well, they're people. And if they choose to be like that, then I'm out, girl. Like, okay, serve. I mean, may choice naman tayo na mag-exit or mag-step away sa mga ganong klaseng tao. Pero, may mga situations din na wala tayong magagawa eh. Kasi, like, you can be with them in your workplace, in your family, heck, even the church. Like, a public community or something. Or in a very intimate group. I mean, people are people. Hindi naman mawawala yan. We are all flawed. Nobody's perfect. But does it hurt to help? Does it hurt to listen? Does it hurt to try to validate people, you know? You know what I'm saying? Or something. I don't know. Well, and something that I've been thinking for a while now is like, yeah, I haven't gotten any sleep lately. I don't know. I don't have clinically approved or clinically diagnosed insomnia. It's just those nights where you stare at the ceiling and, like, contemplating in life. Like, am I okay? Is there something that I need to do? Do I need to go somewhere or something, you know? Then you end up scrolling to TikTok for hours and hours. Tapos umaga na. So yeah, adulting, you know, very, very stressful. And for someone who has not the best mental health or mental state, it's a challenge, you know, it's a challenge, but nothing that we can't get through. And I don't know, I just need to like vent or something. And thank you, listener, for listening, you know. I mean, yes, I couldn't get into detail on everything, even though I want to, yes. But for confidentiality's sake and for the safety of myself and the people who are involved. Wow, grabe naman to, parang ano, Tulfo. Hindi naman, pero for confidentiality's sake and for the safety of us all, you know, I'll just limit it to that. And I hope that I hope na you felt seen, even though na parang wala naman talagang sense yung pinagsasabi ko ngayon. I hope that you're in a battle. I hope that you're in a better mental state. I hope you're talking with your friends more. And sabihin ko sana hugging more. Kaso, you know, COVID. You know what I'm saying. All that. Pero yun, parang sending more virtual hugs. It's not weak to say I love you to the people that you love. Because you love them. Tell them. Pero kung crush man yan, pag-isipan mo muna na mabuti yan. Anyways, yeah, I hope that you're safe. I hope that you're happy. No, that's just insensitive. I hope that you're safe. I hope that whatever you're going through right now, you'll get by. We'll get by, you know? And something that I'd like to say to you and also to myself, because honestly, I forget a lot of times. You are not alone. You are loved. And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of me. I'm proud of where you are right now, because you're not in the place that you were. And even though that where you are right now is a different challenge, I know that you'll get by with a smile. Yes. And don't be afraid to try some things new. You only live once. Live, laugh, love. Peace and love. Love y'all. Thank you again for listening to my very short pod. And stay safe, stay happy, eat well, and wear your mask. Goodbye. That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed. And katulad ng lagi nating sinasabi dito, kung gusto mong mag-send ng iyong feedback, ng iyong violent reaction, ng iyong mga comment dyan, open ang ating linya. Nandiyan lang ang link sa ating description box below. Kaya kung gusto mo mag-send ng feedback, I'd love to hear from you. And see you soon. Bye!